Hare Krishna. The following is a reading from the Bhagavad Gita as it is, from the original 1972 Macmillan edition by Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Chapter 2, Text 12. And I offer my respectful Dandavat pranams to my initiating Guru Maharaj, Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and my instructing Guru, Srila Bhaktivedanta Narayan Goswami Maharaj. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhara, Sri Vasudeva Gaura Bhaktavinoda. Bhagavad Gita, Chapter 2, Text 12. Translation by Srila Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. Never was there a time when I did not exist, nor you, nor all these kings, nor in the future shall any of us cease to be. Purport. In the Vedas, in the Katha Upanishad, as well as in the Svetasvatara Upanishad, it is said that the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the maintainer of innumerable living entities in terms of their different situations according to individual work and reaction of work. That Supreme Personality of Godhead is also by His plenary portions alive in the heart of every living entity. Only saintly person who can see within and without the same Supreme Lord can actually attain to perfect and eternal peace. In the Katha Upanishad, it is said that the same Vedic truth given to Arjuna is given to all persons in the world who pose themselves as very learned, but factually have but a poor fund of knowledge. The Lord says clearly that He Himself, Arjuna, and all the kings who are assembled on the battlefield are eternally individual beings, and that the Lord is eternally the maintainer of the individual living entities, both in their conditioned as well as in their liberated situations. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is the Supreme Individual Person, and Arjuna, the Lord's eternal associate, and all the kings assembled are individual eternal persons. It is not that they did not exist as individuals in the past. It is not that they did not exist as individuals in the past. And it is not that they will not remain eternal persons. Their individuality existed in the past, and their individuality will continue in the future without interruption. Therefore, there is no cause for lamentation for anyone. The Mayavadi theory that after liberation, the individual soul separated by the covering of Maya or illusion will merge into the impersonal Brahman and lose its individual existence is not supported here by Lord Krishna, the Supreme Authority. Nor is the theory that we only think of individuality in the conditioned state supported here. Krishna clearly says herein that in the future also, the individuality of the Lord and others, as it is confirmed in the Upanishads, will continue eternally. This statement of Krishna is authoritative because Krishna cannot be subject to illusion. If individuality is not a fact, then Krishna would not have stressed it so much, even for the future. The Mayavadi may argue that the individuality spoken of by Krishna is not spiritual but material. Even accepting the argument that the individuality is material, then how can one distinguish Krishna's individuality? Krishna affirms his individuality in the past and confirms his individuality in the future also. He has confirmed his individuality in many ways, and the impersonal Brahman has been declared to be subordinate to him. Krishna has maintained spiritual individuality all along. If he is accepted as an ordinary conditioned soul in individual consciousness, then his Bhagavad Gita has no value as an authoritative scripture. A common man, with all the four defects of human frailty, is unable to teach that which is worth hearing. and the Gita is above such literature. No mundane book compares with the Bhagavad Gita. When one accepts Krishna as an ordinary man, the Gita loses all importance. The Mayavadi argues that the plurality mentioned in this verse is conventional in that it refers to the body. But previous to this verse, such a bodily conception is already condemned. After condemning the bodily conception of the living entities, how was it possible for Krishna to place a conventional proposition on the body again? Therefore, individuality is maintained on spiritual grounds and is thus confirmed by great acharyas like Sri Ramanuja and others. It is clearly mentioned in many places in the Gita that this spiritual individuality is understood by those who are devotees of the Lord. Those who are envious of Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead have no bona fide access to this great literature. The non-devotees' approach to the teachings of the Gita is something like bees licking on a bottle of honey. One cannot have taste of honey unless one opens the bottle. And similarly, the mysticism of the Bhagavad Gita can be understood only by devotees, and no one else can taste it, as it is stated in the fourth chapter of the book. Nor can the Gita be touched by persons who envy the very existence of the Lord. Therefore, the Mayavadi explanation of the Gita is a most misleading presentation of the whole truth. Lord Chaitanya has forbidden us to read commentaries made by the Mayavadis and warns us that one who takes to such an understanding of the Mayavadi philosophy loses all power to understand the real mystery of the Gita. If individuality refers to the empirical universe, then there is no need of teaching by the Lord. The plurality of the individual soul and of the Lord is an eternal fact, and it is confirmed by the Vedas as mentioned above. Hare Krishna. Thank you.